This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
They haven't had a comeback all year.
Yeah.
He's right. If you're making a DVD of amazing comebacks from 2025, it's empty.
But you,
there's nothing on it.
I can't believe I'm debating.
And he's right about the Jose Iglesias stuff. Yeah. The OMG.
The Bader.
He's right.
But you know where he lost me? In all honestly. We talk about shtick back and forth. The Mets do not have a better chance of getting no hit tonight than they do winning a baseball game.
Until
he hammered it on three times.
Until they get no hit.
You think they could get no hit tonight?
Well, I mean, in fairness, Jacob hasn't been good enough as of late to get no hit. He's lost four of his last five or whatever it is. But a couple of those, he struck out like eight or nine guys.
And also keep in mind, Sean, the Mets just got no hit for 8 1/3 innings.
Okay.
If you look at the end of last night's
game.
That's
a good point.
I mean, it just got basically perfected.
I don't want to speak for Tommy, but I will say this. After that debate back and forth, if we are living in a world at 10 o'clock tonight, where Jacob deGrom has actually no-hit the Mets, Tommy, I think positive Tommy now has to fail to exist.
Yeah. He's got to get sent to Mars.
Honestly, if that happens...
Go live on Mars.
That's it, man.
Yeah, there's a rover up there for you. There's no life. At least not currently.
Right.
There probably was water about... 5 or so million years ago.
Yeah.
But you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed.
No, I don't think so. I think he's just no biggie it and you move on. Now, I thought I, in my defense, gave good baseball points of why the Mets are going to not let go of the rope. They've been great at home. They have been a streaky offensive team. So them not hitting over the last couple of days tells me they're about to get hot. Does anybody, what are they saying in San Diego right now? They don't have a football team to talk about. They don't believe in their baseball team. Their baseball team never, ever wins. The Nationals, yeah, they're young, they're spunky, but they're still a quote-unquote bad team. You're set up here with your three best pitchers over the weekend. The Mets have the pitching advantage in this series. Rangers are due to lose.
They are not a great team at home. That's a lie. That's all based on April and May.
Yeah.
If you look at them over their last 30 to 35 home games, they're a 500 team, and that's not good at home.
Well, they swept the Phillies at home.
And they lost 3 out of 4 to Miami. You want to leave that out? Because I just added it. So you can't tell me they're a great home team. It's not true anymore.
But it's a totality of the season. Okay, so where do you trust them more, at home or on the road?
I don't trust them
anymore. Okay, Evan, just for the sake of the conversation, where would you trust them more?
They are a better home team than road team, but
they're
not a great home team. You said they're a great home team. They haven't
been. Record-wise, all year.
But, Tommy, they haven't been since the first 2 months of the season. That's the reality, and that's the story of the Mets. Like, the story of the 2025 Mets is April and May, no problem. Since the middle of June, they are one of the worst teams in baseball. And no, they're not a great home team. So that's why, from a baseball standpoint, I give the point to Frank. Now, we all hope Frank is wrong, and we hope the Mets do recover, and we hope you're right, and we hope that we will laugh about this a few weeks from now. But as of right now, it's tough to not believe the worst is about to come. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, you know, this might be a little comedy, but I'm just wondering, you know, where do Met fans think Mendoza, what city will he be left in before the end of the season?
You know, I don't think.
Nowhere. He'll be left in New York where he lives.
I don't think he will be fired.
No,
but,
I don't think so.
But, and this is the big caveat to all this, if they miss the playoffs, Teak, it is such a black mark on one's resume that he may never recover from it.
Well,
may eventually lead to his firing. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you
at
recover
the end of the
from
year.
That by getting to a World Series. That short of that, like getting to the postseason and then falling short a couple of years out of the next, whatever, let's say here for 5 years, and he gets to the playoffs, loses in the wild card one, loses in the divisional round another one, he'll never overcome this. That is missing the playoffs.
But the comparison on, you're right, you can erase it, is Willie Randolph. Willie Randolph had a decent first year, a successful second year. They lost in the NLCS.
Yep.
And then the following year, they choked. He didn't get fired, but you knew going into 08, wow, things could get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
They were off to an average start, and they got rid of him in the middle of May. And that's the battle that Mendy will have.
Of course, because it's a hangover.
Of course. It's always going to be there. So the firing, I don't think will happen, as bad as this will be, but it may never be something he could recover from. Nick is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Nick?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Tommy won that debate. Mm. I'm sorry. Yeah, just because his grasp of the English language was a lot better than Frank's, I guess.
And you know what? Tommy doesn't have that great of a grasp of the English language.
So what does that say?
Let's go to John in Maspeth, who's enjoying every second of this. What's up, John?
You know who won that debate? Us Yankee fans. We're sitting there watching Dumb and Dumber argue back and forth, twiddling our fingers, just laughing at all you guys.
Yeah, I think he speaks very well for Yankee fans. Sean, is that how you felt, too?
Dumb and Dumber is a good way to classify it, for sure.
Now, I need to say something that is on a lot of people's minds. Last night, the President of the United States outlasted Tiki Barber at a baseball game.
Okay, explain outlasted, please.
Okay.
Please.
What do you think I meant?
You don't know what's going on in my bedroom with Mrs. Barber.
Are you saying that Mr. President wouldn't have had that opportunity if he left earlier with the First Lady?
I mean, possibly.
Is that what you're saying?
Was she there?
I did not see her.
I didn't either.
Let me tell you a little story about our wonderful First Lady. And I say this with compassion because I have a wife, too. There is a famous picture, it haunts me to this day, of the president, long before he was a political figure, with his wife, Melania, in a raincoat. In the middle of game 7 of the 06 NLCS, as Beltran was striking out.
Mm.
And the president has like that hulking look of like, ugh, like doom.
Yes.
Like he almost knew it was going to happen. And Melania looked miserable. Like the look on her face was, I'm divorcing this man if this game goes extra innings. And I know that look because I think I've gotten it too. I am convinced that after game 7 of the 06 NLCS, there was a talking to. There was a, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to sit there at a baseball game?
Yeah, but it was nice last night.
And it was in a suite. But what I meant by outlast is Tiki's garnered the reputation of leaving games early. He's left basketball games early, baseball games early. It's become kind of a running joke around here. And the president was there through the bottom of the seventh of a blowout game. Mm. So what would you like to say for yourself?
Do you remember the last time you took me to a Mets game?
No. Should
you
I?
Don't. Yeah. It was at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
We were sitting in your absolutely wonderful all 22, actually, not that many, all 18 seats.
Right. It's really all 10 because
all 10, or depending on how many are base, max all 12, 11
right.
Seats. Actually, 12 for a second.
You got it. You're good. Just stick with it.
11, 12, 13. All 13 seat max. And I ordered a tall boy, and then went and got another one.
Oh, you stayed the whole game?
And then I had nachos.
You're right.
And I did not leave.
Okay. Well, I've got a challenge.
Touché, Mr. Roberts.
I've got a challenge for Tiki Barber, and okay. Of course, Sean and Tommy, you're involved in this as well. the New York Mets are home Tuesday night and Wednesday night against the San Diego Padres in what in theory would be big games. Mm. I have all four of my tickets.
Oh, interesting.
Which night would you like to join a show game for in which you can prove that you can outlast the president of a baseball game?
Let's see.
Your choice, Tuesday or Wednesday. Your choice. Your choice.
I have dinner on Wednesday with my accountant. So let's do Tuesday.
Sean and Tommy, are you good to join us on Tuesday night?
I will do it if the show calls for it, but I just want to address something.
What?
Tuesday, I am going to be exhausted. We're going to have Monday Night Football until 1 a.m.
Are you serious?
Who's playing Monday Night Football?
Chargers Raiders are a 10 p.m. Monday night game next week.
You are complaining about going to a Met game with beautiful seats in the middle of a pennant race because of a late night football game?
Watch
that will
it
make
in the
you...
morning.
Yeah. That's not an excuse.
It's a doubleheader, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But if I watch in the morning, my live gambling's done.
You gotta stop.
Now I'm just saying I'm going, but I don't want to hear if I leave. Before
I gotta tell you, I'm not even watching that Monday night game. I will not watch that game. It starts at 10 o'clock.
Ten o'clock at night. Yeah,
yeah. I will not watch that.
That
game.
Is the
in real time.
That is the worst excuse I've ever heard to not go to a baseball game on a beautiful night.
Listen to me. First of all, you don't know if it's going to be beautiful. I'm telling you, I'm going.
I saw the weather already. It's beautiful.
Okay, yeah, we could always judge that. If it's the seventh inning and I decide, you know what, I've had my ice cream, it's time to bounce. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is I don't want to hear lip. That's all I'm telling
you. No, you can leave early. I will just remind you, as will social media, that the president outlasted you. That's all. You have to live with that.
First of all, I was going to make a tiki joke, but that's all right.
Be careful. Now, Tommy, are you in for that game?
Yes. So Tuesday night, I will be a little late because I am on the air hosting till 7.
No,
so I'll just join you guys a little
late.
Not
about the front end, it's the back end.
That's right.
It's all that matters.
I'll be there, though.
So show night out Tuesday night for Mets Padres, and we will find out if Tiki Barber can outlast the president.
I'm long, and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on.
We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019, plus a peek into week number two.
You guys might be way too young to know what I'm talking about, but...
Baby got back?
Thank you!
We knew thank baby. You. We
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Thank you!
Come on!
I feel redeemed. Yes,
even,
thank you.
Even I knew that.
You think we don't know Baby got back?
I didn't know. I honestly, I had no idea.
Come on, Teak, even white boys, we got to shout, you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.